Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Joseph is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he thinks he is being ghosted by Samantha. So we're going to see if we can figure out why and maybe get him another date if he still wants one after he hears why. Joseph, what's up, man?
Just sitting around being ghosted.
Oh, Joseph.
Well, tell us a little bit about it. How long has it been since you heard from Samantha?
Man, 5 days and 8 hours.
Not that you're counting.
Okay.
No.
Have you tried to reach out to her a bunch?
Yeah. I've been texting her and to no avail.
What was your last interaction with her?
Sitting on a park bench, sharing a bottle of whiskey.
Ooh. Oh, I love that.
That sounds fun. Tell us about the date then. Was that your date, sitting on a park bench drinking whiskey?
I met her at a bar. We ended up talking at the bar, and then, I asked if she wanted to go on a walk. So we left the bar. We walked towards the park. There's like this park kind of nearby, and before that, there was like this little liquor store, so I just went in there real quick and said, heck, I'm just going to buy a little bottle of whiskey. And then we went to the park, and we sat at the park and talked, and we passed the bottle back and forth. So we shared it and shared some good conversation, I thought.
Just to clarify, Joseph, the same night that you met her in the bar is still the same night that you guys went for the walk and ended up drinking whiskey on a bench?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
How late was that?
It was pretty late. I would say it's always a little sketchy to be walking around, you know, really late at night with a bottle. But we did it. It was probably around midnight-ish, I would say. Yeah.
Midnight on a park bench drinking whiskey.
Did you exchange numbers like after you finished your bottle, or at what point were you like, we should do this again?
Yeah, well, we were kind of like hitting it back and forth, and then kind of towards the end of the bottle when we were both, I'm sure, feeling pretty good. She put her number in my phone. She gave me her number then. So
that's cool. Did you guys kiss or do anything else on that bench in the park?
I like to play it slow. I held her hand a little bit, you know, just to kind of give that indication like, hey, I'm really into this conversation. I'm really into you. And it was kind of like, it was almost like it was a movie or something. I mean, she was so cool. And
yeah.
We talked till really late. I know we got there around midnight, but I'm sure we were there till probably 3 a.m. or something. It was really late.
That sounds like a really awesome experience.
Yeah, it's rare too, because I never meet people at bars.
What do you think could be the reason why she's not responding to you?
Well, I don't know. At first, I thought maybe I gave her like the bad impression because I went in and bought a bottle of whiskey on a way to a park. I also felt like she was, you know, I was gauging the situation. And once we got to the park and we were kind of passing the bottle back and forth, having a conversation, I figured, okay, she's cool with it. It's not like I just sat there and drank alone or something, you know.
I don't know, Joseph. I don't mean to stress you out or anything, but just listening to the story, it feels like she was just drunk and in a moment and had fun and maybe just like woke up the next day and just not that into you. I don't, that's harsh. I know. I'm sorry, but is that possible?
I mean, in my mind, you know, that's worst case scenario, I guess. I mean, it's kind of crossed my mind, but it just didn't have that vibe. Okay. I don't know. It just didn't feel like it was going to, it felt like there was going to be something more.
Okay. Yeah. You would know that feeling. You were the one that was there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a gut feeling, but you never know with people nowadays.
That's true. All right. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. Play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and see if you want another date after, okay?
Okay. You're awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, man. You are too. Play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next. Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Joseph is on the phone, and he's being ghosted by a woman named Samantha. It sounds like they had a really good date, but now it's been 5 days and he's heard nothing, so we're going to see if we can get her on the phone and find out why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. Joseph, real quick, just refresh everybody's memory on your date and what happened.
I met a girl at a bar named Samantha. We ended up talking and I felt like we had a really good time. I invited her to go on a walk with me. As we were walking together, I stopped by a little liquor store and then we headed over to like this local park and we essentially sat and talked for hours on a park bench while passing back and forth a little bottle of whiskey.
And then at the end of it, you got her number, right?
At the end of it, she put the digits in my phone. And since then, it's been around 5-ish days.
Well, let's see if we can get her on the phone and find out why and get you another date. Here we go. I'm going to call her right now. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, may I ask who's calling?
Yes, Samantha, this is Jubal from the Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
Hi, I'm Nina. I'm on the show and here as well.
Hi, I'm Victoria. I'm also here.
It's a radio show and we were looking to talk to Samantha.
Awesome. Well, unfortunately, there is no Samantha on this phone line. My name is Megan.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever gone to a bar and gave a fake name to anyone before?
Recently.
Recently. And the name was Samantha.
No. No.
Not recently, no.
Okay. We do a segment called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if somebody goes out on a date with someone and ends up ghosting them, they have us call that person to try to find out why they're being ghosted and maybe get them another date. And we are, one of our listeners was ghosted by a woman named Samantha, and this is the phone number that he gave us, so.
Oh, I'm sorry that I can't help. I'm not Samantha.
Megan, sorry for wasting your time, but nice to talk to you.
You sound lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, have a good day, okay?
Okay, you too.
Hey, Joseph?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, maybe I took the number down wrong, or can you give me the number one more time?
It's 218.
Okay.
Hi, it's Megan again.
So
I did type it in, right?
I guess you did.
I'm just confused. Hey, Joseph?
Yeah.
So, Megan, meet Joseph. Joseph, meet Megan.
Sorry that you're being ghosted, Joseph.
Oh, thanks for your sympathy. I appreciate it.
Is this Samantha, but you're acting like you're a Megan because you don't want to talk to Joseph?
No. I really don't know Samantha.
She doesn't sound familiar.
Upside, Joseph. Then Samantha's not really ghosting you.
Yeah, I guess maybe I got the wrong... She put in the wrong phone number.
She typed her number into your phone. Two options. Either she was drunk and typed the wrong number in, or she did the whole, like, I'm going to put a couple digits off.
They so drank a bottle of whiskey.
Right. Yeah.
I want to believe that that's why, for your sake, Joseph.
So you guys drank a bottle of whiskey together? I'm just curious, now that I've been thrown into this, I'm just curious.
Yeah, it wasn't like a huge bottle of whiskey, but yeah, it was. We had a little drink on the bench at a park. Yeah, well, no, I mean, well, we started at a bar, and I know it sounds shady, but no, we started at a bar, and we just met at a bar, and then from there, we just decided to go on a walk, and then, I guess the rest is history.
That kind of sounds like fun. I bet you have been the random phone number that has been texting me.
Oh, that probably is true.
Yeah, probably. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. I don't really reply to random texts because, you know, I do have a psycho ex-boyfriend. So I was like, hey, maybe it's just him texting me off another number again.
Oh.
Not it. Not it. That was me probably texting you. I'm sorry about that. I thought you were Samantha.
Hey, Megan, you said ex-boyfriend.
Yes, I am single.
Oh, snap.
Score.
Well... Are you near Park?
Yes, I actually do live really close to there, like walking
to it. Oh, that's cool.
That's crazy.
That's where Joseph went on his date with the woman who gave him the wrong number, gave him your number.
Oh, yeah, wow.
You actually respond. So.
Is this one of those moments where, like, fate steps in?
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
You guys should go out on a date.
You should.
I mean, she sounds cute. I mean, I'd be down, I guess.
Hey, I'd love to. I'm not really doing anything later tonight.
Sweet.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing in like an hour?
Perhaps. Give me some time. Let's do a little bit later tonight.
Okay, yeah. I'm free tonight. Yeah, anytime after 6:30.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Let me, I'll just ask the question because it's the end of the first date follow-up. I already know the answer, but Megan, would you like to go on a date with Joseph? We'll pay for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sounds like a fun time.
I'll bring the whiskey.
Okay.
She said, okay.
Wow.
Okay. Well, check in with us and let us know how the date goes. Maybe it's a happy accident.
Okay. Hey, what's your social media? Like, what's your Insta?
I'm on there as Megan and last name.
This is great. It's not blind. Look each other up real quick.
Right.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Well, there's me, T Van. Hope you like the cowboy hat.
Oh, cute. I love cowboy hats.
I'm not really a cowboy. That was just, that was a fun night. But not as fun as maybe tonight we'll have tonight. I don't know.
Okay,
this just doesn't happen. This is a moment. Can everybody understand that this is a moment?
Oh, wow, is that you? Oh, man, I love your brown eyes. You're cute.
Oh, thank you.
You're way prettier than What's-Her-Face.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, you guys. Enjoy the
date
tonight, okay?
You're sexy.
Okay. Have fun.
Sorry.
Bye.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. Bye. See you later.
No, don't be sorry. You're sexy too.
This is great.
Jubal's first date follow.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.